During his speech, Governor Parnell praised the members of the Alaska legislature for their work on the capital and operating budgets. He specifically thanked lawmakers for complying with the spending limit that he put forward.
When the legislature can work together to meet a spending limit, and can then work with the administration and meet that spending limit. In fact, this year they beat it. They reduced it somewhat as well, which I'll talk about here. When they can do that, you have a fully functioning legislature and administration, something that we could use more of in Washington.
All told, the budget bills authorized the state of Alaska to spend $12.8 billion in the next fiscal year. That includes $5.9 billion out of the state's general fund. That's a reduction of $1.1 billion compared to general fund spending in the current fiscal year budget. A closer look at the budget shows funding for several projects in the Southwest region, including $31.5 million to replace the public school in Kwikluk, $4.2 million for improvements to the King Salmon Airport, and $220,000 for a community building in Manicotic. During his remarks Wednesday, Governor Parnell praised the legislature for helping to address the fastest growing part of the state budget. That's the annual payments on the $12 billion unfunded liability in the public employee and teacher retirement systems.
Our administration, we with the legislature, made sustainable the single biggest cost driver in the budget. That would be like the Congress and the President agreeing to make Social Security sustainable.
The legislature agreed to take $3 billion in savings and make lump sum payments in the PERS and TERS systems. The governor says such payments will greatly reduce the annual payments to the systems to a much more manageable figure, around $300 million instead of the $770 million that would be needed in fiscal year 2016. The topic of funding for the state's public education system was front and center during this year's legislative session. While lawmakers disagreed on the particulars, eventually a deal was worked out that increased the amount of education funding by $300 million over the next 3 years. Governor Parnell says the increased funding will support all of Alaska's public school students,
including our charter, correspondence, residential school, and vocational training students, and more funding for our neighborhood schools. The Alaska Digital Teaching Initiative was funded in its first year. That digital teaching initiative will bring highly qualified teachers and specialized teachers through video conference means into classrooms across the state. It will open up opportunities for classrooms across the state that don't have that opportunity right now. The sustainable savings mechanism I champion for the Alaska Performance Scholarship, that will provide $11 million this year for those scholarships. That's sustainable over time because the legislature joined me in putting aside $400 million that's generating interest that we're living off of for those performance scholarships, as well as for the Alaska Advantage needs-based grants. So $11 million in sustainable funding for Alaska Performance Scholarships, $5.5 million for those Alaska Advantage needs-based grants for post-secondary ed.
The governor has the authority to use line item vetoes to cut the budgets, and in the past he's made significant reductions. However, this year the governor left his line item veto pin on the table and did not veto any item in the budgets. The fiscal year 2015 operating and capital budgets will go into effect on the 1st of July. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.